Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now to the stunning social media phenomenon that Coney has become. I don't think we've ever seen anything like the response over this past week. One man who's been at the cutting edge of this response is Adam Boland, the director of social media for the Seven Network, whose Sunrise program this past week has been dominated by Coney 2012. This morning, in fact, for Weekend Sunrise, they organised a rally in the centre of Sydney to, in their words, make Coney famous in the eyes of Australians and cultural and political leaders. Adam Boland, welcome to Open House.
Lee, it's good to be back.
Thanks so much for coming back. Have you seen anything like this?
Well, look, I think the last time we saw something of this nature was Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth. The difference was when he launched that, social media didn't have the kind of penetration it has now. It would be curious to know how far that could have got if he had the means of, say, a Twitter or a Facebook.
Good point.
I think that was the last time we saw something of this nature, that grassroots. And you know why I make that comparison? Because it penetrated with young people. You know, and this was driven... I've got some interesting stats here that I looked up today. So, YouTube seems to be where most people have viewed this latest video. Yes. Can you have a guess at the primary demographic, the most people who've watched this, their age on YouTube?
Early teens?
Yeah, you're right. It's female, 13 to 17, followed by male, 18 to 24, and then male, 13 to 17.
Wow.
This is young stuff.
In huge numbers.
Yeah,
too.
Well, and a quarter of the views came from mobile devices. So these are people, yeah, get that. Wow. So these are people with these things, iPhones, who are, you know, on the bus or whatever. And then, of course, it went from YouTube to Facebook to Twitter, yep, and it kept popping up in people's walls. So when it, and that is literally the definition of viral.
Yep.
That is viral.
You've also had heaps of emails.
Well, on Wednesday night at 7, we were getting, I think we were averaging about one email every 10 seconds.
Wow.
Consider that. Now, we wouldn't have been alone. I know that, you know, other media groups would have been getting, you know, because again, it was a targeted campaign. These kids were told, hey, here are the email addresses for the mainstream media outlets. We need to get them on board.
Yes.
Target them. Oh boy, did they target us.
Yeah.
You know,
and on Facebook and on Twitter as well.
Yeah, so we when we finally got around to posting the video on our Facebook page, people were saying, oh, thanks for coming to the party, you know. And, you know, our audience probably skews a little older than the demos I just gave you there. And, you know, it was certainly by that stage wide awareness. But even then, when people were watching it in these older demographics, they were having a similar reaction. They were going, wow, this is pretty extraordinary stuff.
Yeah. Adam, of the countless numbers of advocacy issues that are out there on social media especially, why this one especially?
I think a few reasons, some of which were touched on in your last interview. Firstly, it was a very simple message. It's curious. The name Joseph Kony actually doesn't appear in the video to 8 minutes and 46 in.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I kept
almost,
waiting.
That's yep. Right. So this wasn't initially. And you know how hard it is to capture the attention of people.
Yes.
Very hard. You've yep. got to get it in the very, you know, in TV. The news directors will tell us, if you don't get them in the first line, you won't
that's
get
right.
them.
Or the pictures.
That's right. Yes. So we didn't actually get to the subject of this story until 9 minutes in. So what was it? Okay. So it was a very personal connection. You had this element of the ability, they said, to make change, for change to happen. And they were giving us the power to do that. They said, you can make change. And then they played through a very emotional connection. It was narrated through the eyes of children, essentially. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my son. And this is who I am. My name is Jason Russell. So it was very personal. And that connected. And then all of a sudden we were able to, you know, and that's also opened him up to some criticism that was, you know, it was through white man's eyes and all the rest of it. Well,
yes.
It was. But the reality was that connected to a lot of people in a lot of countries.
And it was beautifully told,
oh,
if I can say that, you
beautiful
know, in terms
filmmaking.
Of filmmaking, yes.
It was a spectacular watch. And, you know, it also, I think, had this sense of urgency about it, which is very important in social media. I think if you have this ability to be able to say, okay, here's a problem, by the way, here's the solution, but we've only got a limited amount of time. So he gave deadlines, two deadlines. There was this date in April, and then this film will expire at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, that means I can do something now. Awesome. So I'm not just watching something, I can do something. Now, been a lot of criticism about what that is.
And that's the thing, and I'm sure you weren't surprised by the inevitable, as I said before, backlash. How did you view that?
Backlash on social media?
Shot
Lee,
me.
Please.
You
know, I think it was inevitable. You know, and but what worried me about the backlash was, in many ways, look, I think by the filmmaker's own concession, this was a simplified message. Mm. That's okay. You know what? We wouldn't be having this conversation right now if the message wasn't simple to begin with.
Totally.
You know, but the reality is these type of conversations are happening in radio studios right around the world. So there has been debate. Now, that's a good thing. The interview you just had on before me, much more important than this interview, you got insight. Now, again, that's the kind of insight we wouldn't have been able to get otherwise. So I think some of the criticism has missed that point, and I think it's a good point. But look, social media will always polarize, and you will get extreme views and sometimes nasty views. But here's the thing that really troubles me about this. Again, going back to those original demographics, we're talking kids 13 to 17, 18 to 24. These are the kids we often accuse of apathy, of doing nothing.
That's right.
You know? And now all of a sudden they're saying, oh, well, there's something bad here, and perhaps I can do something about it. All of a sudden, they're not, you know, tweeting about Justin Bieber. They're tweeting about Eastern and Central Africa.
Something substantial. I was going to ask you about that, what it says about today's generation of young person who's been so unfairly categorised.
Yeah, I think firstly, give them a break. Secondly, you know, they if you present to them a message, and you know, they make the point in the movie that they are overwhelmed, these generations, by mass marketing, by very clever people. Very clever people who know how to market to these people.
Yes.
Now, so if you want to be in their game, let's market to them. And that's what Jason Russell has done with this movie.
But they're also pretty cynical.
Oh, well, they are. So you've got to be able to give them, you know, I think that's one of the other, you know, clear success stories out of this. It's saying, you know what, this isn't about big media, it's about big brands, all the rest. This is actually about, there's a difference here between good and bad. They simplified it to that.
Yep.
And I think, you know, that goes back to Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know, we like being able, this battle between good and bad is actually a pretty cool thing. And I think younger demos will always cling on. And if they can feel like, and that's important, if they can feel like they're making a difference, more power to them.
Here's the big question. Will this last? Can we expect more momentum or this same momentum to be lasting for the rest of this specified year, 2012?
Well,
social media one-week wonder.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's a one-week wonder, but you won't have the level of intensity, clearly, day to day. But I think a couple of things on that. Firstly, you know, when we are putting together news bulletins and all the rest of it, we decisions we make usually come down to whether we think, as journalists, our audience have prior knowledge of a subject. And if they don't, we tend to steer away because it becomes too hard.
Good point.
You know,
yes, good
we've
point.
Only got like 90 seconds to tell a story. All of a sudden,
if you're lucky,
their objective was to make Joseph Kony the most famous person on earth. I reckon they've done it this week. So we can now accept that our audience has prior knowledge, and we can also accept that there will be an ongoing appetite for this story. So to answer your question, I think it will last. I think there will be an ongoing appetite. You know, will that make any actual real difference? I can't answer that. But I can certainly tell you from a media point of view, it won't have the intensity. It won't be a day-to-day story. But, you know, certainly at 7, we'll be checking in, and I suspect many other outlets will, and I think our audience will demand it.
So how do you as a media player maintain the freshness that will continue to attract the audience to that?
You know,
it becomes stale.
Hey, you know what? I think actually one of the... we almost have a cheat sheet now, you know, and that's social media. I think in many ways, social media will actually answer that question for us. And they make that point at the end of the film. The pyramid has been reversed. All of a sudden, it's not these marginal gatekeepers, this small number of people...
Adam Boland.
That's right. Yes. It's not me and it's not you saying what people will actually have for their appetite anymore. You know what? That's a good thing.
Citizen media.
I have no issue with that.
Yes.
You know, and it's all what we need to do is be able to navigate through that stuff, make sense of it for the mainstream. And that's, you know, that's our new focus, I think.
What if Joseph Kony was killed next week? How will you feel?
How would I feel personally? Well, you know, I think that's, you know, that's the only question tonight you've stumped me on, because You know, personally, there is a level of passion here, and I get all that, but I don't think that's the objective. You know, personally, I'm anti-death penalty, so, you know, I have personal issues there. But the reality is, I would be immensely overjoyed if he was brought to justice. And I think that's the great challenge here. The ICC has him at the top of their list for a reason. And no matter what his current activities are, no matter how depleted he is, you can't overcome the fact that these crimes were committed, and we like justice.
Adam Boland, always love talking with you. Thank you so much again for joining us on Open House.
Great to see you, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.